Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Stand Up for Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 28 as follows. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is to come with angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every man for what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "Come Follow Me," the Savior spake. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not only to suffer and be rejected by others for the sake of the gospel, but to deny ourselves, take up our own cross, and follow Jesus. The words of Jesus himself, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today on the 13th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Matthew chapter 16, with special attention to the following verses. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever suffered or been rejected by others? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever suffered and been rejected by others? I'm sure all of us have. Perhaps suffered more than we are willing to admit or acknowledge this morning. Suffered either through an illness, a surgery, or an accident. Suffered by the betrayal of a friend, a financial crisis, a disappointment, and especially at the loss of our job. Whatever it is, all of us have suffered and perhaps continue to suffer today, especially as we cope with the coronavirus pandemic that just won't go away, as more than 5 million have been infected and more than 170,000 have already died from it in our own nation. That is also true of rejection. I'm sure we have also been rejected and perhaps continue to experience rejection today by either a close friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, and sometimes even by someone in our own family or in the church. And when it happens to us, it hurts deeply. It hurts us and it pains us deeply when we experience suffering and rejection at the hands of others because we don't have any control over it. And that's precisely what happened to Jesus. Jesus didn't have any control over it either, as he also suffered and was rejected by others, not only by the religious leaders and the crowd who shouted, crucify him, away with this man, but even by his own disciples, as Judas betrayed him with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship, as Peter denied him 3 times, saying, I do not know the man, and the rest of them, as they ran away, concerned only about themselves. Yes, Jesus, as a Son of Man, had to suffer many things at the hands of sinners, even though he was innocent, even though he didn't deserve it, and he hadn't committed any crimes, or even for that matter, done anything wrong. On the contrary, everything Jesus did throughout his 3-year public ministry was always good and right, to help others and bring them hope, peace, love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. Not only that, but at the end of the day, to suffer and die on the cross for their sins as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. As a matter of fact, early on in his 3-year public ministry, Jesus shared with everyone the real purpose of his coming, as we read in our text for today, that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and on the third day be raised. The Gospel of Matthew gives us perhaps the best description of what Jesus was about to suffer. Jesus told his own disciples that he was not only going to suffer many things, but that he would die on the cross, the death of a common criminal, as he refers to himself as the Son of Man, saying, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life. But Peter didn't want to hear about that. Peter didn't want to hear about suffering, rejection, and especially about death and dying. As a matter of fact, Peter objected as he took Jesus aside and actually began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." And why? Because for Peter and the other disciples, the words suffering and rejection were not in their dictionary of who Jesus was to become for them as their Messiah. They weren't looking for a suffering Messiah. No, they weren't. They were looking for a conquering Messiah, one who would deliver them from the tyranny of Rome and the legalism under Jerusalem, and not from the bondage of their sins and iniquities. They didn't want to hear about their sinfulness and their need for forgiveness, or even for that matter, about the free gift of eternal life through Jesus as their Savior. It just wasn't on their agenda. On the contrary, they had other plans for Jesus. They wanted Jesus to talk about deliverance from their suffering and rejection under Rome and Jerusalem. Peter actually tried to discourage Jesus from going to the cross, just as the devil did right after Jesus' baptism, when the devil tempted Jesus out in the wilderness of the desert after having fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The devil tempted Jesus 3 times, but Jesus resisted him 3 times, saying, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And finally, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And that's precisely what happened again as Jesus resisted the devil, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man." In other words, Jesus had to rebuke the devil again, as Satan used Peter to tempt Jesus from going to the cross. And after Jesus had rebuked the devil, he told the crowd and his disciples who he was, the Messiah, and their need to take up their own cross and follow him in order to be saved to the kingdom of heaven. That Jesus would not only suffer and die on the cross for them, but that they had to make a decision for themselves to follow him, not as the King of the Jews, but as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In other words, to deny themselves and take up their own cross and to follow him. Jesus told them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." As a matter of fact, Jesus challenged them to think of life in terms of eternity and not as the here and now, which is only temporary. Jesus said, "For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." As a matter of fact, Jesus asked them 2 very important questions about life after death. "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? And for what shall a man give in return for his life?" The kind of challenge Jesus placed before the rich man, remember? When the rich man asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him, "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me." But he just could not bring himself to give up his wealth and his possessions and give it to the poor in order to follow Jesus. We read in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 22 and 24, "The man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth." That's why Jesus said, "It is easier for a camel to go through a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we ready and willing to suffer many things when we are faced with adversity, trials and tribulations in life, either through an illness, a surgery, an accident, the betrayal by a friend, family problems, a financial crisis, and especially the loss of our job? Whatever it isn't easy to accept suffering. And that is also true of rejection by a very close friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, and especially by someone in our own family or in the church. And yet I hope and pray that God the Father will bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we are ready to make a commitment to suffer many things, pain and hurt, betrayal, problems or disappointments, for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only that, but to deny ourselves and take up our own cross and follow Jesus. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Come follow me," the Savior spake, "all in my way abiding. Deny yourselves, the world forsake, obey my call and guiding. O bear the cross, whatever betide, take my example as your guide." In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. We now sing the hymn, "Let Us Ever Walk with Jesus." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we accept the challenge not only to suffer and be rejected by others for the sake of the gospel, just as Jesus did, as he suffered many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, but also to deny ourselves, take up our own cross, and follow Jesus. The words of Jesus himself, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 13th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "Onward, Christian Soldiers." Amen.